to you. Just another Sunday. Because of the greatest love story communicated to us in the Bible, we know that hope is alive and well. This is not a wishful thinking type of love, but rather a love that is rooted and built on a very important fact. And so it will not disappoint. That fact sealed in this truth. He has risen.
He has risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Exclamation point. And so we say it again as printed out for us on page 3 of our service bulletin. Christ Jesus has risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Death has been swallowed up in victory.
Where, O death, is your victory?
Where, O death, is your sting?
He lives who blesses me with his love. He lives to reign for me alone. He lives my heart.
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
We worship in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Let us pray. Thank you.
Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
If we confess our sins,
He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
This is how God showed His love among us.
He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live.
This is love.
Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through His called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship Him.
Thank you.
He has risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
A reading from Holy Scripture from the book of Job. Job, by the grace of God, still held on to this confidence. Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead, or engraved in rock forever. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes. I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
at Sure Hope and Truth recorded down for us, a reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Corinthians 15. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ the firstfruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship.
I invite you to stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Mark, the 16th chapter. God doesn't just keep promises. He provides ample proof behind what he says he will do. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early in the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ. Let us worship him.
Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn. What did he do? He has risen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Exclamation point. Grace, mercy, and peace remain ours in great abundance. Thanks to God our Father and his kept promise, which is connected to the resurrection of our Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives, and because he lives, we too know that we shall live through this life and into the next. A reminder of this hope and confidence as we focus back in on these words from 1 Corinthians 15. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and through the work of the Holy Spirit using the means of grace, connects us to that saving work of our Savior for time and eternity. When you are a child, and for those who are still children, and those who would like to think they are still children, did you or do you have dreams of what your life would turn out like? What you wanted it to be like? Maybe you still have such dreams of what your life will turn out like because it's not there yet. Well, dreams are free. It's okay to dream. If the dream or the path is good for you, and that dream or path is in line with God's will for us, as recorded down in the Holy Scriptures, it doesn't contradict what He wants for our life, well, may that dream of yours come true. But whether it comes true or not, what still remains the truth? He has risen. That truth helps keep our life in much needed perspective. That truth is recorded down for us in what we call the greatest love story of all time. There's none like it. Never will be, does not need to be. And that love story includes, again, that truth of a hope beyond the grave. Death doesn't get the last word. Jesus took care of that. That's why when we talk about the hope that we have, a hope which includes a hope beyond the grave, we're not just talking about wishful thinking. We're talking about a hope that is rooted in reality. There was plenty of eyewitness testimony, and it's been recorded down in the pages of Scripture as well, that Jesus indeed was a real figure, a real human being, and that He really did die on a cross, and He really was put into a tomb, and He really did rise. They couldn't deny the facts. We need that reality as we go through this life. And it relates to why Jesus came in flesh in the first place. Because there's the reality of sin. The sin that's in our heart, as the Apostle Paul, by inspiration, reminds us, because of the sin of one human being, Adam. We've all been impacted by that sin. Even if we haven't committed any actual sin as of yet, we're still at odds with God because of that inherited or original sin passed down through the generations, which each and every one of us has. King David said it correctly. In sin did my mother conceive me. That truth is for each and every one of us. And we see that inherited or original sin every day. We see it as we look in the mirror of God's law and have to admit where we have fallen short of God's expectations of love toward Him and of love toward one another, what that love looks like. We see it in so many other ways, which we call active sin. And we confess such inherited sin and active sin each time we gather together for worship as we confess to our Lord of our sinful nature and of our sinful actions. The sins of commission and the sins of omission. Things that we should be doing but are not doing and things that we should not be doing but find ourselves doing. We're like with the Apostle Paul. Man, the good that I want to do I keep not doing, but the evil I don't want to do, I find a way to keep on doing that. What a wretched person I am. And it's only when we come to grips with that reality can we really move on through this life. Because sin holds us back. from living the life that God wants us to live. Jesus has said, I want you to have life and I want you to have it to the full. But what's holding us back from having that life to the full? It's our sin. So Jesus came and did something about that. Because God knows that with sin, as he said would happen, has come death. As we've noted plenty of times, death is not natural. We were not created to die. And that's why death has such a sting. It hurts. It's not something we look forward to, even as Christians. It came as a result of sin. And so death is an attention grabber. Especially when a close friend or a family member passes away, it grabs our attention. Life almost stands still for a moment as we come to grips with what has just happened. And then when we hear about it in the news, even if it's not personal to us, but with the collapse of that bridge and the people who died, did they know that was going to be their last day here on earth? No. None of us do. And yet the Lord has given us a way to be prepared whether it happens or not on a particular day. Because we know it's going to happen unless he returns first. Death is an attention grabber for good reason. It reminds us that something is not right in this world. It reminds us of why people act the way they do. And we're not living the life that we could be living as people here on this earth. There's a reason then why the Lord also reminds us to number our days aright. Because we're not guaranteed 20, 30, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years. By the grace of God, his mercy is new each and every day. We get another day as a gift here on this earth. But as Christians, what are we really longing for? We're longing for that day when he takes us to himself in heaven. But we don't do anything to rush that day. We have a hope and a confidence that that day is coming. Because that hope and confidence is rooted in a reality. The reality is Jesus Christ. Now, when it comes to the hopes and dreams that we come up with, how often have you been disappointed? Anytime we place our hopes in the things of this world, we more often than not will end up in disappointment. And even as Christians, the Apostle Paul by inspiration reminds us, if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are to be pitied more than most human beings. For God in Christ has given us a hope that is not just for this life, but beyond this life. And so let us not hope for what we already have attained through faith in Christ Jesus. If we have that, we have really all that we need. Now, we can hope for good health all our days. We can hope that our checking and savings account will have some wealth in it all our days. We can hope for good weather. But those are all things, in a way, kind of out of our control. We like to think we're in control, but really when it comes to the markets and so forth, we really don't have that control. When it comes to the weather, I mean, the weather person can take all the credit for the good days, but why not take the credit for the bad days? Because they're really not in control either. And our health, God help us not take it for granted, because one day it can be great, the next day it's not. But what does remain constant, even though everything else is up and down? He has risen.
Hallelujah.
Amen! Exclamation point. That remains solid and constant. And that is because that hope is rooted in Jesus, who took on our sin head on. He did so by living the life that we should live, but don't, he lived it flawlessly. And that was necessary, because the sacrifice for sin called for perfection. And only one person matches what was necessary. That's Jesus. And so Jesus takes that innocent life to the cross. And that's what makes it even more painful when we think about the events of Holy Week and how he was betrayed by one of his very own and how he was arrested and put on this mock trial and whipped and beaten and crucified and made fun of for stuff that he did not do, but that you and I did and still do. Talk about love. But Jesus was willing to endure all that so that we could have that hope of hopes to hold on to in this life and through the next. Because with that hope that he has won for us comes a peace secured for us by the cross. God and sinners, you and me, have been reconciled with God. We don't have to be afraid of him any longer. We can go to him in prayer with all that's on our heart and in our mind, knowing that he hears us and will answer us for what's best for us. He puts his answers for us on the pages of Holy Scripture more often than not. I mean, he taught us in the Lord's Prayer to seek the spiritual good of ourselves most of all. And one of those things that we ask of him is, Lord, increase our faith. And where does he do that? Right in his word. The importance then of being in his word, which reminds us of what he has done for us actively and passively as he willingly gave up his life for you and for me. And yes, he knew that Sunday was coming, but that didn't make Friday any easier. But Sunday has come. He has risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen, exclamation point. As promised, he has risen. That even gave Job hope. And think of what Job went through. And yet he could still say, I will see God. What can you still say? You will see God. Because Jesus kept his promise together with the Father. The grave is empty. Life wins. Now, it may not seem like it some days. It may not seem like it with the world as crazy as it is. And the Lord knew that the world's going to be crazy. And so he's given us this hope to reassure us that even though the world is going off the deep end, there's still positive to hold on to. Rooted in him. And so this hope that he has given to us to get through the craziness of life, it is to be celebrated each and every day. Each and every day he picks us up and refreshes us with his mercies. Mercies rooted in our crucified and risen Savior. Reminding us that we are at peace with God and that we have a hope that doesn't go away. In Romans 8, then, he reminds us that we are more than conquerors, right? And the stuff that's going on in our world, the stuff that's going on in our life cannot separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. We need to know that and to hold on to that and to celebrate in order to make sense of what is going on in this world. And is this really all there is? We know there's not. There's more to come, and it's better. It's the best. And what does Jesus want us to do with this life that he has given to us, this peace and this hope? He wants us to not only live it, he wants us to pass it on. Who do you know needs to hear a message of peace and hope? Who's all messed up because of what they hear on the news and their blood pressure is higher than it should be because of what's going on? I mean, we even have leaders calling today a day of something else rather than a day of Easter. But that doesn't nullify the hope that we have in Christ. We know what today is. God help us lead others to know what today is too. Satan doesn't win. Jesus proved that already. So God bless the words that we speak. And he's prepared us for this too, as he reminded us through the Apostle Peter. Always be ready to give the reason for the hope that you have. How can you remain optimistic? How can you still have a bit of sunshine in your mind and heart, even though the world seems to be on fire? I mean, it's really not all that bad when we take a step back. God is still taking care of us in this world. But if we let those headlines get the best of us, well, then we lose. Those headlines ought to remind us that, hey, we're still winners. God is still in control. And through those headlines reminds us not to set our hopes on the things of this world, but rather on what he has prepared for us to get through this world to the next. Always then be ready to share the reason for the hope that we have. We have been given a hope beyond our dreams. One that's not just for this life, yet one which helps us get through this life. Now that is a hope worth living for and celebrating and passing on. For he has risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Exclamation point. And the real amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, the hope of hopes. Amen. We join in a confession of faith. It's printed out for us in the middle of page 9.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. We pray.
O Lord, God, our strength, our song, and our salvation, you fulfilled your promises by the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead.
Thanks be to God. You give us
in your compassion, you sent Christ, the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life to rescue the lost. Lift our eyes heavenward to see him who lives to make intercession for the saints and grant us confidence in the greatness of his power. Keep before us the vision of your redeemed people standing before your throne and singing the song of victory. Make us instruments of your peace as we bring the good news of hope and new life to those around us. Guide us in the use of all that you have entrusted to us, our time, our talents, and our treasures. Merciful Lord Jesus, grant healing to the sick and strengthen the faith of the suffering and the dying. Assure them of your abiding presence and comfort them with the hope of eternal life. O Father, whence all blessings come, O Son, dispenser of God's store, O Spirit, bear our offerings home, Lord, make them yours forevermore. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, thank you for this opportunity in their life. And continue to watch over them, helping them see the blessings in their life together. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Gracious Father, you have restored to us the joy of your salvation. With happy hearts, we come before you and say,
Hallelujah, thanks be to God, Amen.
And we also pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
As we continue with the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Take it easy. This is true love. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you. We pray.
Almighty God, grant to your church the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes from above. Let nothing hinder your word from being freely proclaimed to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people. Brothers and sisters, go in peace.
Live in harmony with one another.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Thanks be to God. Our hope is not in vain. Hallelujah.
Blessed Easter day to you. Bible study will resume next week, Lord willing, in between the services. Just a thank you to everyone who took part in welcoming the seminary, serving the food, and being greeters. Appreciate that. And also then with the egg hunts, able to make it work, rain or shine, in the multipurpose center. We had a good turnout. Thank you to all the volunteers to help everybody feel welcome and make it work the way it did. And just the Worship Arts Committee for beautifying the church throughout Holy Week. Thank you to everyone who takes part in keeping our campus and ministry moving forward. On the teacher call front, we are having a teacher call meeting this coming Wednesday at 6:30. This is for the junior K kindergarten position. And then good news, our vice principal and teacher, Tyler Wall, has returned his call. He will stay in here. Next Sunday, we plan on welcoming our latest, newest members. We have a new member reception planned in the lobby. They'll be part of a greeting line after the early service and before the late service, and then there's special treats made as well in between, so please get to know them, make them feel even more welcome. And if you don't remember their name the following week, that's okay. They may not remember yours, and it's a good way to communicate again. Who are you again? But we're all children of God by the grace of God. LWMS, the rally is coming up on April 20th. Again, still probably an opportunity to sign up for that rally. That window's closing. To sign up for that, see the information board there in the lobby. And then also Mission Box Sunday opportunity to support the missions that we do together. There's an opportunity to do that today as well and next Sunday before the rally. So see the information board if you want more details about that Mission Box. And just direct your attention to the weekly news for the things that are going on here at church and school. Another ramped up week coming up by the grace of God. We can get through this and everything that the world puts before us, because he has risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a great day. Don't forget him.
about breakfast. The most important meal of the day, 9:15 in the multipurpose center, pancake breakfast and other treats. Hope to see you there.